Once again to Earl's Kindergarten Class of Terror.
Get off me!
Welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 164. This week I'm joined by Dan.
Hello.
Sean.
Hey.
And Tin.
Yeah, you better run, you stupid dog. Wait, what?
I think how you went to your sentence beforehand before acknowledging what I said. This week, this was supposed to be last week's episode, which made it a bit more sense last week, but it still works this week with the news of the Last of Us movie and Need for Speed coming out. I thought it'd be a good time to look at video game movies, but we've done that show I think twice before actually here because I've seen way too many video game adaptations. So for this episode, we thought we'd try something different and kind of give our suggestions for video games we thought might actually make good movie adaptations, because for the most part, they have been very nefariously bad movies. And if you want, we have a list on the website of the top 7 most watchable films, and I can honestly say as much as I would recommend you watching them, I can't recommend them being good films.
There is a difference, it's true.
Yeah, which is, I went through several word choices. I was going to put 7 best, and then I thought best implied something.
That's insulting.
Yeah,
that's a lie.
So I'm just saying most watchable. Not watchable, most watchable. As in, you can actually watch them and finish them without getting sick. That said, we're going to do this round table style. We're going to go around the table. Everybody's going to name a movie and a video game and why they think it would make a good movie. And we're just going to go in order of my screen, and I guess that means Dan's up first.
Okay, so let's see. I have a list of, I think, 9 here, and some of them I kind of just put a little thought into, some of them I put more thought into. Obviously, we'll discuss them afterwards, but I guess in the order I have them. Alan Wake.
Why do you think, why would you want to see an Alan Wake movie?
Oh, okay. So Alan Wake, because it's supposed to be like a, essentially the game is about a book. So, I mean, I thought that would be a pretty okay transition. Like, it seems like it could transpose into different mediums. It transposed to a book fairly well, I guess. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of an interesting story. And it's about a pretty average person in just an extraordinary event. So, I don't know. That was my reasoning. Legend of Zelda just kind of seemed natural to put on the list. Not necessarily any one of the games, but just the idea of a Legend of Zelda movie.
I had that too, and I think the biggest thing that kind of hinders it is that, like, he just doesn't talk, I guess.
Yeah, that would honestly be the biggest thing. It doesn't have to necessarily be about a Legend of Zelda game, but just idea.
That's what I was actually going to say.
I agree.
Works in the fact that because the games themselves jump around in time.
Yeah.
You can just kind of, you can take the archetype, the Zelda, the Link, the Ganon.
Yeah, exactly.
And put them in any period and kind of start your own story there. One thing I would probably be, and you don't have to do this because, the games have like the eight dungeons, the 3 dungeons, the star, the 6 wisdom, and the 5 dungeons. You can probably skip that or condense it more and make it.
Couldn't you have it be more like a Lord of the Rings affair? Where they go on this epic journey to find the one thing and then it's the trilogy of like using the thing and so on.
I guess the problem with that would have been the fact that there aren't a lot of protagonists in the Zelda franchise other than Link. Like, there are people who help him along the way, but there isn't anybody else who joins him.
Like, there aren't continuous protagonists from each game?
It would be a lot of on-screen Link. There wouldn't be a lot of, like, off-screen, this is happening, etc.
Okay, I gotcha.
It would be like a Samurai Jack movie. Where you kind of have like this traveling warrior who goes to different towns and kind of makes things right while doing an overhaul.
Yeah,
that's kind of awesome.
Just as like an aside, I think the meat of Zelda games for most people is definitely the dungeons too, and I feel like the dungeons would not actually be that interesting in a movie form. So I think you could kind of cut that out and get to the overall plot rather than the gameplay. So I think that's a pretty big one.
Yeah, and I think you can just kind of set it up where it's kind of like Indiana Jones, where it's like one big puzzle, and you have to find it, figure out a location, and then kind of make a...
What is that noise?
Yes, what is that? I was going to wait until...
Yeah, Earl, what were you saying about it?
No, I was saying that I think Indiana Jones is a big adventure movie. I think the idea of kind of just set it up like a big like puzzle for him to solve in each location. Like, I wouldn't even do like eight, maybe like two, three to get a piece of the Triforce or something, and then have like this big obstacle that he has.
Yeah, and then
from
another thing that might be interesting to explore from Zelda's perspective, or from Link's, the Zelda universe perspective is, like in, I guess in Wind Waker, if you remember the second temple, the Forbidden Forest actually like was kind of an aside. It's not like you necessarily had to go there. And most first dungeons are like that, like the Great Deku Tree. It's not like it's the temple where the thing normally resides. It's just you have to go there because that's the obstacle between you and the relic that you're trying to get. You could kind of cut that out by not having a dungeon necessarily as that obstacle. Like if you think of the Gorons from Ocarina of Time, they have the Goron's Ruby. You could pretty much take out the entire Dodongo's Cavern and just have it some sort of a way to get from point A to point B being the Ruby, without it being a dungeon, I feel.
And that brings up another idea, and I'm sure most Zelda fans probably wouldn't be on board for this, but you don't necessarily need to have Link in it. You could there are enough races, and they are races that don't get along, that you can kind of
are
make
there?
It. I mean, there's Gorons, there's Zorons, there's, you know...
No, I'm seriously asking, as someone who's never played a Zelda before...
Yeah, there are multiple races in the game.
Yeah, there are plenty of races.
No,
a lot of them are fleshed out, too.
No, I thought it was just, like, the humans and whatever the heck Ganon... What's-his-face
is.
No.
That's like an insult to Zelda fans right there.
I know, they're not even humans.
Yeah.
Well, they're not?
Technically, there are humans that are Hylians.
What are they?
Well, I mean, those aren't humans, though.
All
I mean,
they're all Nintendo fans.
Zelda fans.
Are they not human?
They're not always humans. Like in.
Oh, you talking about Zelda fans or the Zelda characters?
Okay, what's happening right now?
Wait. Who is not human?
Most
Everybody.
Human characters are Hylians. In Wind Waker, for example, it's different. The Hylians are a clearly distinct race from the humans of current age. They're like an ancient race, essentially. Even in Ocarina of Time, there are the human-like Kokiri, but they're all children, so you can tell who they are. But then there's also the human Hylians. There's like a bunch of offshoots from humans, I guess. And in some games, it's more or less clear if they're Hylians or if they're just a human-esque.
All this is telling me is Justin needs to play a Zelda game at some point in his life.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
What was next with this, Dan?
Really, never played a Zelda game ever.
No.
Maybe you'll play the
which
Zelda.
Which is weird, because I have one for my 3DS.
You'll get used to Justin and not ever doing anything.
I do things.
You just don't do things most people have. There we go.
Is Black Tower Heroine a thing that most people don't do?
I'm offended.
You'll get used to it. You don't get used to it. You get annoyed by it, but you don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
Hey, Earl, guess what? Die Hard was on Tuesday. You know what I mean?
I know. It was on AMC.
I forgot to record it.
Anyhow, what else do you have in your list, Dan?
The next one is a little bit of an interesting choice, I think. It's I don't know if anyone remembered or even played it, but Brink.
Really?
Yeah, I felt like the background lore of the game was interesting enough to make a story around. The game itself was kind of meh at best, but I felt like the background lore could have been explored, and it wasn't because it was a multiplayer-specific game, so like the story was kind of meh along with the gameplay. But I don't know, the idea behind Brink is that in the future, human population like spikes out of control, and they create a giant aquatic city, and the city's economy completely takes a dive, and so they section it off from the rest of the world, and then it becomes like intensely about pillaging and like this renegade group that's going against the government, and it's about that struggle between the government and the renegades. I felt like that would be an interesting setting, at least, for a story. I don't know if there's a story in there to find, but the setting itself was really cool.
Oh, I was just thinking of the over-the-top action. That would be awesome if you got somebody who did like the crank films to...
Or especially like the parkour fights. That'd be amazing. If you got like the guy who did the raid to work on that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be... Like, stuff like that would be interesting to explore, I feel. So.
Right.
I guess that one really doesn't need to be touched upon that much. So, moving on. Cave Story was another one. I'm assuming most people have played Cave Story.
Nope.
Yes. Of course you haven't. It's free, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's on basically every platform ever, so. But the idea behind Cave Story, it's a little bit hard to explain the story, I guess, especially without spoiling, but you are a robot on this floating island above the real world, and that's where the entire game takes place, and there are these rabbit things called Mimiga, and they're being taken over by this person called the Doctor, who's just experimenting on them with like these red flowers and turning them into monsters. And
who?
You as the Doctor. Yeah.
What is going on?
I thought it was
yeah,
funny.
Good one, me. Anyway, so the idea is you destroying the Doctor in typical video game like fashion, but I felt like there was some interesting relationships and the setting was cool and stuff going on in there to make maybe a story or a movie out of it.
Okay. It's also a nice setting with some interesting characters.
Mm-hmm. It's got interesting characters, and it's this like whimsical feel to it. I don't know. It felt like it would be cool to explore again, like Brink. I think most of my ideas were not necessarily the exact gameplay, but just the setting, more or less, was what I was going for.
Yeah, I kind of did a combination of the two, and we'll get to that in a bit. I'm going to cut you off here, though. I just want to mix it up a bit, so we're going to move over to Sean and see what he has for now.
Yeah, that was halfway through my list, so.
I haven't played very many of them, like, all the way through, but I always thought that Metroid games would, or, like, a Metroid movie would be really cool.
I was going to say, this is my personal beef for the Metroid movie, is that Metroid is pretty much influenced by Aliens, so you would just kind of get that movie again, with one main character.
It might be interesting to explore an Aliens, like, not Alien, but Aliens, how it's more of an action take on it instead of horror. It would be interesting to see that, less of a horror take on it, because that's what Metroid is. It's got like a pinch of horror, but not definitely is not horror overall.
Well, I mean, it's... Go on.
No, go ahead.
No, I guess it's kind of like in movie terms, it'd be more of a thriller, where she's kind of alone and exploring this desert planet. So it would still kind of be similar, but it could be different enough, especially being that she would be powered up as compared to Ripley, who does eventually get powered up over the course of the franchise, but not to that extent.
That'd be really weird from a movie perspective. To give her powers throughout the course of the film.
Well, I feel like if you wanted to do it right, you just give her the power from the start and put her on a planet she doesn't know. Right.
What was that one game with the bounty hunters after her?
I think that's Metroid Prime 3.
Couldn't they just do that setup?
It could make a cat and mouse thing where she's being hunted by, well, maybe it's a competition with the other bounty hunters on the planet as well. Like, I assume, like, especially in a movie, you do want your main character to kind of interact with other people eventually.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be really weird if she doesn't speak for most of it, but it really depends. Like, if you give her a squad, it becomes too much like Aliens, and it defeats the purpose of her being an empowered heroine.
Like Other M. Ahem. Not that I have a problem with Other M. I actually really liked it, but that's most people's complaints with it.
Yeah, but those people are useless too. They are. I mean, that's the whole point is if they aren't useless, what is her purpose in the film?
Yeah.
Or in the game, you know, like, you have to be the hero. Like, if you have people of equal stature, like, they should be able to take care of stuff that you can. I mean, this is the case with any game. You know, every game you're a superhero because you take care of the stuff that 50 other guys can't.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's an interesting enough idea. Especially being that, I guess, with her, there are bigger creatures, and there's more than one type of creature that she does encounter.
Yeah. But I feel like most people forget, like, again, going off what you were saying, Earl, with the human interaction and just interaction with other characters, the only real Metroid games in which there's zero interaction with an outside source is the first and second Metroids, and I probably Super Metroid to a point, too. The rest of them at least have another character that you interact with, even if it's just one that you continuously interact with. So there is always that sense of an interaction. It's just it's never like they're there with you, except in Other M. They're always in a place you can talk to them, but they can't accompany you.
I was going to say, for some reason, it made me think of Metroid Fusion. I think the idea of a car being on a planet with this, like, demented computer sounds really intriguing now.
Yeah, well, I mean, Fusion wasn't necessarily a demented computer in the typical
sense, but
like HAL, but...
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking, like a Metroid game with HAL in it.
Oh, really, yeah, awesome. That might be an interesting twist, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it could eventually come out to be Other not Other M, Mother Brain.
Yeah.
What else do you have, Sean?
I also had Fallout. I'd love to see a Fallout movie. I just have such a soft spot for like just abandoned worlds, and like I even thought that like the guy who did I Am Legend, I thought did such a great job. Like even like in the Hunger Games, like when he showed like these desolate worlds, I think Fallout would make an excellent movie. I think you could, you know, cram a bunch of story in there. I thought it'd be really great. I mean, I know Bethesda, like in the actual games, it does a really great job on creating like the whole story, and there's just so much to do. And maybe it might be a little redundant now that I'm thinking about it. But I'd like to see that on a big screen, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think that can work, and I think it's one of those franchises where it's flexible enough that you really just need the kind of setting of it being a post-apocalyptic world. You can kind of create your own characters and just kind of mess with it. And, like, you know, it's from the franchise without, like,
retelling the story. I don't know why, like... Like video games, like, you know, with or even movies like, you know, like I Am Legend and The Last of Us. Like I have always liked post-apocalyptic games. I just think it's a really cool world to explore, and the whole idea of like basically anything that we value today, like, you know, like playing video games or you know, using a smartphone or, you know, being able to buy things with money. I always thought it would be very interesting to live in a world like that where basically all that stuff is obsolete. And, you know, with Fallout where you pay with bottle caps and basically they've recreated, like it's been desolate for so long that they've recreated like life as you know it, and you rely on completely different things than you did before. And you know, like a soda is like a prized possession type thing. I always thought that would be really cool, and I don't know how cheesy it would translate into a film, but how's there's that small aspect of being able to create your own weapons and stuff. I don't know. It might get too MacGyver, I guess. But
yeah, I think some of that would probably be toned down, but the general idea is novel enough. I think it could be an interesting movie world to explore.
Yeah, I want to expand upon Earl's point again with like the characterization of it is really not important to Fallout. In every game, which character you play as is really inconsequential. It's about the outside characters, not the player's character that makes them. So I think that's a pretty cool thing. That's a really easy universe to transpose to, like, oh, we can just take the sentiment or the universe of it and make our own character plot, etc., without fudging enough of the lore, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, just even right from, the very beginning of Fallout 3, like, basically being, like, trapped into, like, the vaults and stuff, I thought that would be really... kind of a cool aspect of then, you know, escaping the vault and exploring this world that no one really has much experience with and just kind of learning how to live again. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, I think Fallout 3 especially could be a really good entry into that, because like you said, there is the, from the player's perspective at least, there's the idea that you're exploring what is a new world, but other people have been already inhabiting it, so it's new to your eyes,
I mean,
not everyone else's.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, because where you start in the vault and everything's kind of, like, computerized and still automated and stuff like that, so, like, basically life inside the vault is really not that much different. But then, you know, going to Megaton for the first time and everything's built out of, like, metal, you know, like, sheet metal and different things like that, those aspects of exploring that world were really cool in a game, and I could totally picture, like, a, you know, watching that on a screen where, you know, watching a character come to realization of what the world's come to.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, the vaults in Fallout are, at least from 3's perspective especially, it's similar enough to real life, it's definitely the most cushy of Fallout living. Like, if you live in a vault in Fallout times, like in Vault 101, it's really cushy compared to the rest of the world. It's very comfortable living, but it's different enough at the same time from normal life that it sets you apart in this separate universe.
Yep.
Okay.
What else do you got?
A really interesting one I had is, I think I'd love to see a Pokemon movie, and not like a cheesy cartoon one. Like, I think if they did a live, just hear me out. I think if they did like a really awesome live action one, but instead of like kind of cutesy like Pokemon type thing, kind of reel it up a bit. Like, have you ever seen any of the pictures like online of like real life Pokemon type thing?
Yeah,
with the art sketches and stuff. I think if they did something like that, like almost like J.J. Abrams style, like with the what am I thinking? Cloverfield type thing, like great big huge monsters, and kind of incorporated that in some way. So it was almost like a mixture of like Pokemon and, I don't know, Pacific Rim type thing.
That
could be really cool.
That sounds kind of cool.
That sits wrong with me as a huge Pokemon fan, but really? I can understand your sympathies with thinking that.
My first thought is that sounds like it's better suited for Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
giant monsters who you kind of do battle with on a
I guess so.
Like, I think the big thing with making Pokemon into that sort of genre is the Pokemon themselves, all of them have this, they don't have necessarily a deep backstory for all of them, but they at least have some sort of thing to them, so it's not like you can just transpose them into just being monsters and like cookie cutter monsters, but it takes away a lot of the soul of what Pokemon is.
Yeah, and to be honest, Nintendo's never going to go for that.
That's true.
What is it? They have 14 Pokemon movies?
Is it really that many?
Ish. That's around there.
I think this is the 17th season of the TV show.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, okay. What if it was, like, Rocky or some, like, real steel where it's a champion getting back in the game after, like, X amount of years and they're being introduced to, like, all these new Pokemon?
I could see that, but at the same time, it's always weird. Like, Pokemon is like, but they never really played up as kind of a, because it is a tournament, but they never really played up as some type of competition. It's always a personal journey, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then would it make sense for them to be more like Rocky then in that respect, or still no?
I could see it if you kind of have it focused on an actual trainer's journey instead of each Pokemon movie focused on Ash, who is already pretty well defined from the TV series and stuff like that. And if you decide to make a brand new Pokemon trainer who we got to watch as they explore this world for the first time, I could see that being an interesting take on it.
Yeah, I think my problem with transposing it to something like Real Steel, to take the specific example of Real Steel at least, is what kind of sets Real Steel apart from, again, like Rocky, is that you've got the robots, and that's kind of what's different about the universe. And if you transpose that to Pokemon, the Pokemon are obviously what's different. But in Real Steel, the robots were largely inconsequential. You got to know some of them, but it was mostly a story about the main characters, not about the robots at all. Like, they were kind of tacked on there. You could take that story and you could apply it to anything with or without the robots.
Make Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Pokemon.
What else? What else? What else do you got, Sean?
I think that a Borderlands movie would be really cool too.
Yeah, I haven't.
I mean, I know
yeah.
that kind of touches like with the Fallout, like with the.
It, it
but
does.
Like, having like, and I think that having Matt Vaughn, the guy who did the original Kick-Ass movie, like have that kind of humor incorporated in it too. Like, I think that would be really, really cool.
Ooh, yeah.
You know,
it'd
be
really
cool
good.
For a Borderlands movie. Is something like. Like the difference between Borderlands and Fallout is that Fallout main character is kind of like whatever, it doesn't really matter, but in Borderlands it does. It might be cool to see a Borderlands
yeah.
movie where you play as some of the Vault Hunters who died along the way to either beat like Handsome Jack or to get to the Vault. Like to see their perspective of like a failure story almost.
Yeah.
But like you don't
yeah.
know that necessarily going into the movie.
Right.
You just
Go on. I'd love to see it like kind of pay homage to like the whole art style of the game too, because I think that's one of the biggest like draws to Borderlands, not only the humor, and I was about to say really good story, but the first one didn't have a story, so but like the whole gameplay, like the whole aspect of, you know, finding these just ridiculous weapons and different things like that. But like, you know, when you look at like the first 300 movie, I haven't seen the second one yet, but when you look at the first 300 movie, like you can flip through the original 300 graphic novel, and the movie is like page for page, and like the art style is like is almost exactly the same. Or when you think of the original Sin City movie, it's kind of the same thing. Like I'd love to see that kind of adapted to the big screen of, you know, like the cell shaded art style. I think would be really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I saw movie 43, and this is gonna sound like a bad example, but stick with me. I think it'd be interesting that to have like someone tell the story of, if like Handsome Jack was like telling the story of all these Vault Hunters who failed, and he was like manipulating them so that they came off worse than they actually are. You know what I mean?
I get that. I can't believe somebody brought up movie 43 in a proper conversation.
It's all I have to think of.
Yeah, because like before we started this conversation, I think you guys were kind of hating on Need for Speed, and then you bring up movie 43, which, let me remind you, was rated the worst movie of the year last year.
Wow, shut up. Okay.
I'm not
proud.
Let's just preface that by saying it was the worst movie. It's not like objectively it was.
No, it literally is.
It is Razzie Award-winning worst film of 2013. and my absolute least favorite film of last year, and I had the distinction of watching that way too long.
I watched it too, but of choice, surprisingly, but I don't know.
Oh, I watched it by choice too. I just
had a
lot of alcohol.
Yeah, you idiots paid for it.
I didn't pay for it. It was on Netflix.
I feel bad.
Did you pay for it?
Not crazy. No. God, no.
I paid for it in time and in some ways blood.
And patience.
I pay for it with my effort. I'm sure one
day. Did you
day.
Like In Time?
In Time was really good, actually.
I thought it was phenomenal.
It was good conceptually. The story kind of fell flat. It was a cool idea that they didn't really expand upon.
Okay. But let's move on, since it's already shown us his terrible taste, to Justin and see what he has to put out.
All right, fine. Assholes.
I already don't like your list.
All right, so I've got a I've got a good number of things on here.
I think either in its sort of like DLC spinoff format or by its own merits from Far Cry 3, you could probably get a good movie out of that.
Yeah,
yeah, we had it.
Just because of like the whole psychological torture aspect of it all with Far Cry 3 and the journey into the heart of insanity, I think that it would make for a good like mind trip of a movie.
I agree.
Yeah.
As long as you changed the ending so it wasn't as meh.
Right. Or you could just do the Blood Dragon thing and make it completely over the top and campy and stupid and silly. Either format works.
Campy.
What?
You just hate on campy.
No, I'm just saying do whichever works.
I think that would be a cool direction. That wouldn't be the one I would prefer to go, but just with the success of a movie like Drive, that'd be really cool to explore that sort of venue nowadays, but in a different way than Drive, where Drive is ultra serious, and this is like ultra campy.
Right. This may sound a bit weird. I think you could get a good movie out of Dark Souls, maybe. Like, if you took it into, like, have you guys seen Source Code?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, for people who haven't watched it, the basic concept of that is, like, this guy is trying to find a bomb, and he keeps doing things to screw up, and he resets himself, basically. I think that from the perspective of, like, a fallen warrior, you could get a good movie out of that, or at least a movie that would be interesting enough to explain the lore.
I think if you want to do that, like make a Dark Souls movie, you don't necessarily have to explore the avenue of how many times you die and how difficult it is that way. It's an interesting take, and not one that I probably wouldn't have thought of at all, but like, I don't think it's necessary to have to explore that particular aspect of it. Dark Souls has enough of a fleshed out universe that you can explore that without talking incessantly about how hard and how much you die it is.
Another one that I had was Dishonored, because I think the setting and the mythicalness that's brought to the game by the Outsider could make a fun or decent film.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah. I have bad picks from you.
Yeah, no. You could probably
watch any of these movies?
Yeah, totally. Going off of the fiction and the universe alone, you could probably get a good movie out of Castlevania or Darksiders.
I would see a Castlevania movie.
I'm not sure which Castlevania. Probably Lords of Shadow.
It doesn't matter again, because Castlevania is another one of those franchises that just kind of has an overarching story that you can. Well, not overarching, but you know, it's the same kind of setup every time.
Yeah, you can jump around wherever.
All right. For a while, I was kicking around the idea of a Saints Row movie, but then I realized how that would probably not go over well, because the tone would be jarring.
And I think that's why it would work.
Well, no, I mean, like, it would probably... Okay, put it this way, it'd probably look more like a Wayans production than an actual Saints Row movie.
I guess it depends on the director and the crew, like, the actors you get for it.
And, like, the humor in Saints Row is something that I don't think could, like, not just the humor, but the characters and the way that they act is something that I don't think could be easily replicated into film.
Yeah, but I think it's such an archetype that we're so familiar with. It would be like a parody of crime films, which you know so well, that I think that would be an interesting take on it if they went in that direction.
I can only really see it being directed by David Fincher, because I'm picturing it so much like Fight Club for some reason.
I was going to say, like, kind of like Twin Peaks.
I have not seen Twin Peaks.
Another one, I think, just because superheroes are in right now, you could do one based on Infamous.
When you prefaced it with superheroes being in, I thought you were going to say Iron Man and be like, Justin, I have a little bit of news for you.
Yeah, about that. But no, I think you can get a good movie out of Infamous.
Yeah.
In that franchise, in that particular universe.
The only thing I'm curious about, and this is, I think you mentioned you have Mass Effect on this as well, it's like one of the big elements of that game is your element of choice. How do you convey that in movies?
Right.
That's true.
Crackdown, which sounds stupid, but I think... you could do it like Manchurian Candidate, or there was another movie that had a similar premise to that. You could also probably do like Repo Men, where they don't know what they're doing, and then one of them finds out. Make it Order 66-ish. Have like the one agent on the run.
I don't know enough about Crackdown to comment on it, so unfortunately.
From what I remember, I was trying to think of it, because you're a super cop who's taking down gang lords, and the basic premise works, but I just don't see it being a very special movie. Like, I feel like
Crackdown.
Well, yeah, I feel like in the video game it makes sense, but I feel like it's Tony is so inconsistent because of the crime. I said before with Saints Row, like, that would be a parody, but this film would be the plot itself takes itself seriously. You're a cop trying to take down crime yards, but you're a superhero basically, and that's really inconsistent for a film. Like, would you focus on the cop element or the superheroic part?
That's very true. I don't really know, again, enough about the universe to comment, so I don't really know.
Yeah, it would be weird. Like, I mean, a superhero cop, I guess, makes sense, but I would just focus on the superhero part, and we get enough of those. I guess grounding it in a real world, like, we're going to take on the crime part. It's more sense, but...
Well, yeah, still, I mean, from a realistic standpoint, that doesn't exactly make sense unless the crime lord is also super jacked like you.
Yeah.
Wait, Earl's super jacked?
Like, super powered.
Yeah. Okay, you can talk about Mass Effect and then we'll switch to the next person.
Oh, well, Mass Effect can be, I think it'd just be cool for a sci-fi setting. Yeah, and the lore is interesting. You could do, like, before the original trilogy, or after, whichever. You could do, like, the fall of the Prothean Empire.
Because we all know trilogies work so well.
I had Mass Effect 2. I can actually picture that, like, being directed by Neil Blomkamp, the guy that did District 9.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Cool. I have two more, and then I'll be done. Portal.
I can't see Portal myself.
Yeah.
I can kind of see, like, being done from, like, a sort of mental torture perspective.
Yeah, but then that defeats the tone of the game, which is more humorous, and you can't... Like, it's really hard to kind of take that game and convey it. Like, I guess if you do Portal 2, you kind of focus on the backstory that they give you.
Right,
but
yeah.
You kind of use anything that makes Portal interesting, which is free to puzzles. Like, the characters are fun and all, but how do you extend that for 90 minutes?
With science?
It's going to be honest, science.
You guys are dumb. The other one that I had was, it's not out yet, but I'm still going to put it anyway, Evolve. You can make it like aliens, but also do it from the idea that not only do they not know what they're up against, but it's also continuously getting stronger as the film goes on until they're fighting like this big giant tentacle thing.
Yeah, I can see that being like a ghost, but again, you know, kind of like the monster thing, a giant monster movie where you have the means to trap them. And you're trying to get through, and you can have a bunch. Yeah, it could be like a horror film in reverse, where you're actually trying to chase down the monster and getting picked off one by one.
Right.
That would be interesting. Or even from the reverse, where you.
Bird would make a good movie.
From the monster's perspective?
Yeah, like you have the monster who's being hunted and him trying to stay one step ahead. That would be really weird.
Yeah, that is really weird.
I think Flappy Bird would make a good movie.
No, shut up.
I would watch that. That 90
minutes. Weren't they supposed to be doing an Angry Birds movie some time ago?
They are doing an Angry Birds movie.
Still?
Oh my god.
I think so. It's still probably a brand, so.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
Okay, so my turn.
What would that be about?
Angry Birds.
I don't know. I mean, they have a Rabbids TV show, and I don't know what that would do with that.
That's just about silly antics, though. How can you transpose that to Angry Birds? I don't really know.
I don't know. There's somebody out there going to pay you that right now, though. Let's think about that for a second.
It could be like a heist caper.
Oh, God.
They're trying to steal the eggs back.
That's just getting too real.
Burge 11.
Okay. Moving on. For my list, I tried to focus on games I thought brought something unique to the movie medium, as far as either settings, locations, characters, and stuff like that, or just, in some cases, just batshit insanity. I will say I cheated with two of them, and I'll start off with the ones I cheated with. First, I mentioned Assassin's Creed, which he talked about during the pre-show, and part of the reason is that movie has been optioned for a film already. But I just feel like, you know, it's such, because of the way Ubisoft set it up, which is a beautiful thing for a franchise, really, is that they can jump around to any time period they want without any type of repercussions to the overall story. You can kind of set it at any time period. And all you do is connect it to is have the name, and nobody can call you out on it.
Right, but I feel like that setup works better for a TV show. Like, do it like True Detective or American Horror Story, where you've got a different cast each season.
Yeah, but I mean, even still, like, you can get a movie out of it because you have like one big bad, and it's just basically somebody going. It's basically your basic story of you going from a nobody to a somebody by the end of a film.
Right, but it would also be like if you do that approach with each sequel, it'd be kind of weird to have it under the same banner but not any returning characters.
We do that for the video games.
Touche. Checkmate, yes, Justin.
But, yeah, but there's Assassin's Creed 2, 2.5, and 2.75, so, you know.
Okay, so having a terrible naming scheme doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, so eat it, fool.
So, yeah, so you can do that. You can call it Assassin's Creed. You don't need to number it. I mean, like at Batman, he has no numbers in 7 movies.
It's true.
Damn.
Your move, Justin. Your move.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
Oh, he's not bringing it.
Next choice. Go on.
the other one has been done, but we're not going to count it. So I actually,
is it Mario? Is it Mario?
Yeah. Because, damn it, I want to see
a Mario movie
in my life.
I was actually...
Dude, that movie's bad.
Can I just say, I was about to put on my list Luigi's Mansion, because I feel like that would be something that's interesting enough and Mario enough.
That'd be funny.
That is actually on my list. I forgot it's in the back instead of red. And I thought it would be, because we don't have many horror franchises aimed at kids. I think
yeah.
The only had was.
Do we have any?
Yeah, I think Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy was one.
Scooby-Doo.
There was Monster House.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. As
no one likes Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Somebody has to take Scooby-Doo because Scooby-Doo still exists. Scooby-Doo's
no,
getting.
People, No, Scooby-Doo is something that we all pretend to like, but really no one's been asking for like the past 20 years.
I don't think anybody pretends to like Scooby-Doo, honestly.
Somebody doesn't like Scooby-Doo here, apparently.
I'm just done with the stupid dog.
Nobody's forcing you to watch it.
I honestly don't.
Then why does it still exist?
Because you're not watching it.
Maybe it's
the same thing with Tom and Jerry.
But yes, I thought your Luigi Mansion would be awesome because, again, you have that setup where you can do different mansions.
Yeah.
Unlike Mario, he's a more fleshed-out main character in that he has a personality.
Definitely.
And he gets to speak. You have a character he can interact with E-Gad.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, you have the Toads as well. So it's, you know, like it's a horror film. A horror franchise for kids, which, again, isn't something you see a lot of. And I think, you know, if you handle it, you know, I think, again, honestly, Pixar can do anything. But even, like, a DreamWorks.
Oh, please, yes. Oh, God, please.
You just came. Okay, that's
yeah, let's move on.
Final Fantasy 13.
But,
let's try that again without Final Fantasy 13.
Okay. Another one that's kind of cheat, well, not kind of cheating, as it's been officially announced, I don't think, is Uncharted, which would basically be Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that'd be video game movie.
That hasn't been officially announced.
It was
on hiatus, though.
Yeah.
Didn't
Yeah, because originally it was supposed to explore his drama, and then they kind of nixed that one and hasn't been updated since. But yeah, it's an easy enough thing because it has a likable character. You can pretty much put him anywhere, and you'll get a good movie out of it as long as you get the character right.
Yeah, it's Uncharted is like the most realistic example, maybe aside from Assassin's Creed, of what Mario achieves, where you have these characters and you can do whatever you want with them, and it doesn't really matter what they're doing or like what last happened. It's just like another episode of television. It's like this time on Uncharted.
Yeah,
you can jump around however you want, but it's the most realistic of it because the only other universes that do that are like Zelda, Mario, etc.
Yeah. The next two are just more for, I don't think we have any movies like this, and they probably, especially the last one, would be direct to TV. But I have Turok, because I think the idea of hunting dinosaurs is amazing.
Why?
You don't
dinosaurs
think
are awesome, that's why.
Dude, I forgot about that game.
I feel most people have, but the idea of like that insane weapons with hunting dinosaurs just sounds like a fantastic movie I would pay to watch. It doesn't even have to be good.
You know what?
I haven't played Turok in years. Like, probably since, I think, 64. Like, wasn't there, like, dinosaurs, like, with... No, it was since 64. Since 1964, yeah. Didn't, like, the dinosaurs have wings and stuff?
I mean, you want it to be fair for the dinosaurs.
Did you say dinosaurs with machine guns?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this one's awesome.
Like I said, Turok is a batshit franchise.
That was the best example ever of just why
like,
we give dinosaurs guns.
Can you imagine like how that went over on the planet when they were looking at that? They'd be like, yes, these legendary predators need guns. This will make them all the more fearful. There'll be much better security that way.
I just picture that. Like, wasn't that already supposed to be a movie and it got shut down? Wasn't that pretty much Jurassic Park, the original Jurassic Park 4?
Was it?
Maybe.
But
oh, you didn't hear about the original concept for Jurassic Park 4?
Like, I have, actually.
Yeah, it was supposed to be, like, human and dinosaur hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that had, like, machine guns and stuff.
But can
I believe possibly in space, but yeah.
This sounds pretty cool.
Did Jurassic Park 4 have the cerebral brawl?
No, it doesn't sound cool.
It sounds cool if you don't like making any sense. Let's just put jetpacks and guns and dinosaurs and just
that
have
sounds like an amazing movie.
Yeah, Jetpack Dinosaur Titties, the movie.
Can we move on now?
I think, like I said, I just think the idea of hunting dinosaurs is amazing.
I feel like if a Turok movie happened, what would happen is they'd do it like the Doom movie. That was what I was going to add.
With first-person shots?
Yeah. I just kind of killed this movie a bit. this one needs a bit of a setup, and it's mostly not because I want to see a movie of the universe, but I want to see a movie of the ending of the second game, and I shared this one on Twitter before.
Halo?
No, The Conduit 2.
Really?
Oh, God.
The Conduit.
Wait, didn't the second one end with like Abraham Lincoln and George Washington in power armor coming through a portal? So
exactly.
Can we go back to how you said about Doom that we're moving on solemnly? Because this one is like seriously, we're moving on very solemnly. Like I'm throwing up right now.
But you go throw up while we enjoy this movie of ex-presidents teaming up to take down aliens, because
oh,
that sounds badass. I cannot wait until I pitch this to sci-fi, and it's going to be the next Sharknado. You just watch.
sci-fi on that.
Yes, that sci-fi is the perfect home for it. I'm not talking big budget. I'm talking made for TV. Like, on a $60 budget, a bunch of ex-presidents in battle armor taking down aliens.
Can we talk about how the first Conduit was actually a really cool and fun game, though, too? Like...
Oh, I enjoy it. I've never actually played the second one. I've just seen the ending.
Yeah, same. I really like the first one a lot, actually. And so it kind of feels like a really especially big slap to the face when they do that to the Conduit 2.
But that said, it does make a great sci-fi movie.
Yes, it makes a great sci-fi channel movie. It doesn't make a great movie in the science fiction genre.
It makes a really great movie to watch on the sci-fi channel. They have made Sharknado and RoboCroc and Sharktopus and all this other stuff, so they will make my damn Conduit movie. I'm going to pitch it to them next week, and it should be on their channel by June, because they probably fell in the day. But yes. And I guess just to kind of finish off my list, and this is
don't finish with Conduit 2, please.
This is kind of in the same vein as, I guess, Need for Speed, but it has more of a story to it. F-Zero.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there is a story there. Captain Falcon is a bounty hunter and stuff like that, so you can kind of work into that and how he joined. It's the captain's, and really, the ship designs are really cool, and it goes really, really fast. I want something to go really, really fast. I am a very simple guy to appease with the movies, apparently.
Clearly.
I was going to jokingly earlier say Mario Kart as a movie, but nobody's laughing, so I'm glad I didn't say it.
Because Mario Kart is serious business.
Okay, Mario Party, the movie. Oh, God. Why?
That would end with people dead.
I apologize for everything I've done.
That movie would end with so many people dead.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to go back around, and we can have Dan and Sean finish up the list.
Okay. So we talked about Mass Effect, which was the next one on my list. Thumbs up from me. There you go. The next one I had which is kind of interesting, I guess, is Papers, Please. I don't know if anyone here has played it.
Nope.
I don't know if it is.
Papers, Please.
I know what it is, though.
Yeah, it's an interesting game, which would make it a more or less interesting movie. It's a gameplay-wise, it is you play as a border patrolman, and all you do is you check people's papers to get into the country, like their immigration papers, and that's literally the game. It's got this interesting tone and interesting emerging narrative with the characters, because you kind of find a few characters out of the crowds who stand out and who actually have like continuing plot lines and whatnot. And I don't really know where I was going with it, but I felt like it would be something to explore. Maybe not documentary-wise necessarily, but like mockumentary-wise, maybe. Something like Wait. District 9, almost.
Where, like, someone poses a different person to, like, go through the border each every couple weeks or something?
I don't know. I don't really know how you do it, but I was just thinking kind of like, imagine District 9. It's like, District 9 is essentially like a documentary on a fictional event.
Right.
If you kind of do that with Papers, Please and kind of have like a documentary from the guy who's the Border Patrolman's perspective and like seeing what he's seeing. And like in Papers, Please, every ending kind of ends morbidly. You never are pleased. And that's kind of what's interesting about it is it's a very dull and dismal game, but also it's got some really cool interactions with characters who only show up a few times because everything is just so depressing that you kind of find hope in these small characters. So I don't know. It was just more of my experimental choice for this list.
That sounds interesting.
It's no Conduit, but you know what is.
So yeah, that was my weirdest one. The next one is Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. That'd be pretty cool.
But, I mean, we have Westerns. I guess I should finish
just,
the game.
I feel like we have, like, not necessarily a need for Westerns, but...
Yeah. When's the last time we had a Western, though?
Ranger?
True Grit? Oh, no one counts Lone Ranger. So, yeah, Django Unchained.
It's not really a Western, but it's got that feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of what I thought for that. Maybe Red Dead Redemption would be harder because it is really about Jack and like John and the Marstons in general. So yeah, Red Dead Redemption. The next one I had was Gravity Rush. I don't know if anyone here has played that or knows much about it.
I play a little tiny bit of it. I think that would make me a cool transition.
I have not played it.
I assumed no one played it because it's for Vitas and all of zero people have Vitas.
I know what it is.
It's like it's a platformer. It's a new IP.
I'm playing Final Fantasy X now.
And there you go. platformer where you play as this girl named Kat who has control over gravity. And there's like this little interesting story about the world that she lives in and like government and how they're trying to like harness the power of these weird monsters who are like. I don't know, it's kind of ambiguous and kind of hard to describe, but it was a cool, whimsical game, and it had, like, an interesting setting and stuff that kind of feels almost like something like, what is it, like Sucker Punch, how it's kind of, like, whimsical and, like, interesting. That's a bad example.
Sucker
Punch is a weird movie.
I like it.
But, like, it's something like that. It's, like, a different...
Well,
like,
it is kind of whimsical, though. Yeah.
Okay.
I
will also be honest. I passed out drinking to it, so I don't remember most of the movie. I just kind of remember waking up.
No way.
I've only passed out drinking to one movie, and that was Sucker Punch, because we had a rule that you drink anytime there was slow motion, and that was a terrible idea.
And there was what?
Slow motion in a Zack Snyder film.
How are you alive?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Any other games there is.
Yeah, the last one on my list is Beautiful Joe, because I feel like that would be awesome.
Did you ever see the anime?
Yeah.
I did not, actually, but, oh my god, Beautiful Joe 2 is one of my favorite final bosses, but one of my favorite games, too. It's so cool, and I feel like there's a lot that you can do there with making it a movie that is essentially a big in-joke to movies. I don't know. It'd be really cool. They could have some cool viral marketing.
Could you do it Scott Pilgrim way?
Yeah, let's say it would be Scott Pilgrim video games. And I think that and No More Heroes would be the Scott Pilgrim video games when video game movies actually become.
I don't think you could get away with as much stuff with no. I don't think you'd do as much stuff with No More Heroes as a film.
Well, you can.
Well, I feel like Heroes is the most is a lot closer to the Scott Pilgrim the Beautiful Joe because you have like the people that you're fighting against in arena style battles. Beautiful Joe is a little bit more adventure-y.
Yeah, I guess Beautiful Joe would. I would say The Incredibles was a deconstruction of like the superhero genre.
Yeah,
where I think Beautiful Joe is kind of the same thing. But it's very self-aware.
And that's what's cool about it is it's definitely self-aware. Like the, what's it called? The antagonistic group is called like Ghetto. It's like, it's just weird. Like you don't quite get it until you play it, and then you're like, oh, it's called Ghetto. Like it's a joke. And like, oh, like the ice world is like the typical video game ice world, but at the same time, like it's a joke to like everything, and even all the movie references are all jokes.
Okay.
And that was the end of my list.
Okay, Sean, any more from you?
Twisted Metal would be a really cool movie. I think.
That would be really interesting.
It would just be havoc. And I mean,
what is that movie? Death Race?
I didn't play the one that was for. That was garbage. But I think a lot of the I think a lot of the backstory would be really cool. Maybe not.
Kind of like an F-Zero sort of way, almost.
Yeah, I honestly do think it would be an interesting death race where you actually had these, because they're all pretty much ex-cons and murderers, right?
Right, yep. From what I remember.
Yeah, so you
most
kind
of them.
Yeah, so actually have that with an actual video game license attached to it would be pretty neat. And there are a lot of crazy weapons and vehicles in that.
I had Shadow of the
Colossus.
Oh, yeah. I had that on my initial list. I forgot to put it back on. I approve.
Yeah. I think that would be really cool. My only worry is that, 99% of the game, revolves around basically the one character and fighting huge things. So I don't know if it would get a little bit repetitive. Like, I think it would really have to be, really story-driven. Because, I mean, the game is fun in the aspect of just, going around and, finding... It's almost like a puzzle game where, you're just finding different ways to climb the Colossus.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it would translate that well. I think I was more or less thinking about seeing these huge monsters, kind of on the big screen type thing would be really neat, and finding different ways how to, I guess, defeat them.
I think my only concern with
that... I don't know how...
Well,
sorry,
I think...
continue.
Oh, I was going to say, I could see... If you made it a trilogy where you had to defeat different monsters for different reasons, and get kind of...
Yeah.
Wouldn't that get old, though?
Well, it depends.
Maybe.
You can
that's,
kind of...
And that's what I'm thinking, because along the same lines of running through a dungeon, in Zelda...
Yeah.
Where you have to figure out puzzles and stuff, it's basically the entire game.
Essentially. But, more so than Zelda, because at least in Zelda you do have a little bit of a world that's fleshed out.
Okay.
I think my only fear with that is it would definitely be cool because it's, a really fun game and a fun experience. And even just watching it is fun, honestly, which is why it kind of seems like it being a movie would be awesome. But I think if you did make it a movie, you'd have to compromise the story a lot. And I don't feel like that is – I don't know. It just kind of feels wrong.
All right.
What else do I have? I think we mentioned everything else. I had Dead Space, but the more I started thinking about Dead Space, it's pretty much just like The Thing by John Carpenter or so.
I also had that on my
list. I think it'd just be more less another Thing movie, so yeah. And I think a Punch-Out movie would be really cool.
Oh, I had that on my list, too. my mental list. Yeah, I think the idea, just because I'm a huge fan of Rocky, and this one has a actual progression with actual different characters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, this would be Rocky again, but, you can never get too much of Rocky.
Well, obviously, since he has so many movies.
Only six. Six over what, 30-some-odd years isn't that
many. Only six. See, that would be light for only a video six. Game, but that's a lot for a movie franchise.
No, it would not be light for a video game. Not today.
Yeah, I was about to say, what Assassin's Creed are we up to?
What you know, seven.
Oh, you seven?
At this point, it's about to become seven.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like six video games. Like, how many video games in the Mario series are there? Rocky's,
yeah.
Like, light.
Oh, okay. I thought you 52. Said... What comes after 52? 53.
Yeah, there's probably like
53
Mario games.
I believe, if depending on how you count it, there are over 250 games in which Mario appears.
Yeah, Jesus. I think there's a really, really, really high number of Bomberman games, too. I remember reading a statistic about it a few years ago. Obviously, it's gone up since, although not that much, since Hudson doesn't exist.
Yeah, they don't make those anymore. But you could tell because there was something like six Bomberman games.
You know what's really funny
generation.
About like the Bomberman games is that they're all exactly the same.
Pretty much.
No way. No way.
And they're all fun.
They're all fun, but like you know how like with Mario, like they updated it and there's different play, like there's basically different games. So
yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of Mario games, but there's different types of games. Bomberman has literally been the same, just updated graphics.
I mean, some of the 3D ones tried to do different things. Like Bomberman Hero is different. Bomberman 64 was different than Generation. Fairly ish. But the battle mode definitely is exactly the same. But it's still fun.
Yes. So, any more picks or any more or more random thoughts from your heads before we wrap this show up?
I did have one example that I didn't put on my list that I had as an example of a video game that would be bad for a movie, but I forgot what it was.
There's a lot of them. I'm going to name one that I think people are going to be pissed off. And somebody answered their damn phone. I don't think the Last of Us is going to work out. I feel like it doesn't offer anything brassy, new, and different for the genre. And a lot of what makes it interesting is the fact that it tells a good story in the video medium, which has been told in movies before.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that gets me is that apparently, going off of what we know so far, it's supposed to be like apparently just like a straight adaptation. And there's also apparently like a feature you can just watch all the cutscenes like a movie. So I feel like they're just trying to bundle the movie and make people pay for it at a sixth of the price and hopefully make it about as much money off of that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people
What did you say? What movie was this?
The Last of Us.
The one that's actually happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I missed it. You're on my side, your mic cut out.
Okay. Yeah, and I think, because it's really hard to do a straight adaptation, a lot of the times that doesn't work. I mentioned this, I think, in the other show. It's one of the reasons people don't like the first two Harry Potter movies much. It's because they are kind of, they're good adaptations, but they aren't really great, enjoyable movies. Because you have to take the medium that you're working in into account. And The Last of Us can do that, but the story it tells isn't that special.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's films, like, if you want to, like I said, if you want to go over the top, you have stuff like Shoot 'Em Up, you have Children of Men, you have The Road, all very similar movies. And the audience for it, it's a good song game, but I don't think the audience for that is like people say it's the audience who haven't played the game, but this movie is going to be 2-3 years after the game comes out.
Yeah.
The video game industry moves really quickly.
Right. And I also think that maybe, depending on how they market it, people might also mistake it for a Walking Dead movie. And if they do not, and once they realize that's not the case, they may just drop it as far as their interest goes. Does that make sense?
I think that might help it, depending on how well The Walking Dead does in the next 2 or 3 years. But, I zombie movies aren't a huge seller in general, and this one, having that kind of new surrounded of being a video game adaptation.
Because there's not a lot of very good zombie movies.
Well, I mean, but do people want good zombie movies?
I would.
Zombie movie.
Yeah.
No, but I mean,
I enjoyed World War Z.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good zombie movie.
And that did do well with a huge budget and a huge star.
Yeah.
I mean, it did well enough for a sequel, though.
Did it?
Yeah.
Are they making a sequel?
Almost as spooky as a zombie movie.
Yeah, they're working on one. That World War ZZ?
That's not how alphabets work.
World War Z? No, still.
World War Z for the Canadians out there.
Well, yeah. you mentioned, well, you asked if we had two other ones, if we had some other ones. I have two. I think you could, as a sort of Schindler's List black and white film, you could
not
do...
a good face to start.
That's not bad. You could do Killzone, like before the war. Yeah, like before the war, before, well, not before the war, but like when the Hellgas were still on Vecta, and show them as like actual victims and not just people who claim they are victims, you know? Because that's always been a problem with the Killzone franchise.
You know what I really like about Killzone?
What?
Think?
Nothing.
Ouch, shot fired.
Rude. I was also going to say Syndicate.
I don't even know.
Well, it was like corporate warfare. I think it'd be cool, like, from a shoot 'em up perspective of, like, corporate warfare and seeing how far people go to screw each other over. No?
No. Your opinion's wrong, and you should feel wrong.
Yes, this is the guy who wrote Movie 43 in our podcast.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Whatever, Super Mario Brothers.
You haven't seen Die Hard, but you see Movie 43. Just let that sink in for a second.
Yeah, let me know where my priorities lie.
Let that sink in for a second, okay? Anyhow, we are going to wrap this week. As always, you can find us at www.nerdsontherocks.com. Does anybody even say the www anymore?
No.
Yes, nerdsontherocks.com. You can find us at Twitter at nerdsontherocks. You can find us on Facebook and Google Plus, because there's so many people who use Google Plus at nerdsontherocks as well. I am not going to try to name. Well, actually, you all have pretty simple names, except for Sean, who's a cynic, which I finally got the other day.
Cynic 33.
Yes.
Did you not get that?
Maybe I'm not getting it.
I never said it out loud. But it's like, oh, cynic. Okay, that makes sense.
Like Sonic.
Cynic.
The hedgehog?
I still don't get it. I mean, the more you say it, was not going to make me get it more.
The Dan Affair.
That's me.
That's him. Because there's somebody down on the show. and Mr. Gigawatt Conduit.
Yo.
Or if you ever want to find him, just look for the hashtag.
No, shut up. God.
Can I just say, when you introduced him, I thought you said Gigglewatt, and that's just funny. oh my God. April Fool's Day is coming up. Please change it.
To what?
Gigglewatt.
Gigglewatt Conduit, just for the day.
Change it to Gigglewatt Conduit. You want me to change my name to what it already is?
No, Giggle.
Giggle.
G-I-G-G-L-G.
Oh, my God. I don't want anything more in life than this right now.
All right.
I'll think
about it.
We'll be back next week with I don't even know the topic, so we'll figure that out. Maybe something sports related, because we're all big sports buffs.
Yeah, sports ball.
What's sports?
Yes, for Sean, Tin, Dan, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks episode 164.
My name is Margaret.
They call me Commander Shepard. I mess up, guess whenever they get together. Then you never can escape the specter, and you can't get better than my kill death record. Cause I died once, won't happen twice. Thanks to Rich, now get a life. This war ain't just about humans. I'm trying to keep the galaxy from going to ruins. Doesn't matter what planet you're from, cause it will not last for long. We must attack when they come back from black space, or the Reapers will have won. I have a passion that burns on. Earth is a world I can't turn on. Matter of fact, I will protect all with the mass effect that's in my core.
No, I'll always be by your side.
I'll never leave
and
you.
When the chips are down, we'll survive.
I'll make
looks
it through.
Like the Reaper's finally bound.
I need to make
the match. Once we'll never go down.
We're never going down.
We set our backgrounds aside. side. The galaxy shall unite.
Then
we'll burn as bright as the sun.
Kicking drones, headshot and husks. Even reapers say the word dangerous. So you really think that you can take us down? You're gonna die quick if you hang around. Because I eat collectors every day for lunch with some Krogan soup.
No offense, grunt.
Huh? And when the sun sets in the west, I swear it'll rise again. Children of Earth, you can depend on every man in Turian. We're gonna take on this deadly infection with a sock supply of every heavy weapon. From Firestorm to the arc projector, I'm the intergalactic space protector. For every friend I've lost, I'll make 10 reapers pay. And double that for every enemy that's in my way. It's on my shoulders now, it's time to make a stand. Now planet Earth, you need a savior, let me be your man. Man,
you know I'll always be by your side.
I'll never
leave
you.
When the chips are down, we'll survive.
Gonna make it through.
The reaper's finally found.
I the
ones who'll never go down.
We're never going down.
We set our backgrounds aside. Shall unite.
Then we'll
burn as bright as the sun.
We're burning bright, and show what we are one.
I've lost a lot of men, and I've seen their broken hearts. Now we're all looking for revenge, because this is where it starts. Every 50,000 years, you annihilate every form of life. We will not be the ones that take it easy, because we won't go silent without a fight. Now take a good look at the planet that you're landing on, because we're the ones that will be standing by the time you're gone. Every choice that I made is going to affect me somehow. Now Ashley Williams is back. Damn, this is awkward as hell.
But I got this far, and I haven't had a break, and the human reaper was a piece of cake.
Even Sarah Lateria's got the axe when I fried his brain and kicked Sovereign's ass.
So council, listen up, I got a favor to ask. Send out your strongest representatives, I'll take nothing less. Because I dealt with these goddamn machines so freaking long, it's a damn routine. It's an all-out war for the galaxy. No time to run, never mind to sleep. I will not back down or accept defeat until they run out of batteries. So don't panic when you see the reaper fleet, cause in outer space no one hears you scream.
I always knew that I was born to do something great. Except this ain't Bioshock, cause I'm a man, not a slave. You ugly reapers ain't controlling my mind. You might have pulled that stuff up before, but you will not this time.
No, I'll always be by your side.
I'm never leaving
when
you.
The chips are down, we'll survive.